Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the guy that thinks everything's incredible, Jay, and with me is the Foul Out King, Aaron. Aaron, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Jay. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, trying to survive as made apparent by this podcast.
Yeah, Jay's coming from the underground Cherry Bomb bunker.
Safe the cellar. From the
coronavirus. I'm recording halfway across the country in the other Cherry Bomb bunker, trying to stay healthy. And while we're in this bunker, Jay, what did we watch to amuse ourselves to pass the time?
The basketball classic, Slam Dunk.
Ooh, yes, the classic.
Do you have the synopsis ready, Aaron?
Yes, I do, and this comes from our friends in my mind.
Oh my god, that sounds not good.
So, after the battle with Rionan, Sakuragi and the gang tackled new adversities, like the battle of gangs, meeting of old friends on the court, and getting ready for the third year's last interscholastic tournament.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
All
right, Aaron, you're ready for the facts?
Go ahead and shoot them.
A lot of them are the same from the first podcast. So, Slam Dunk is a sports shonen anime released in 1993. There are 101 episodes, and there's 4 movies. But the weird thing is, when I looked at the run times for these movies, they're like all like 45 minutes. So it's kind of like they're like, a better word would be specials. Maybe.
Are they specials or are they recaps? Do you know?
I don't know.
Top. Okay.
I have no idea. I didn't actually like look at them. I just looked at the run times. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe they are because sports anime, they usually do that, right?
Yeah, like they'll run a congested special.
Mm-hmm. Just to get people up to speed of what happened, I guess.
Yeah.
This is based on the manga written by Takehiko Inoue, and he's written a few other basketball manga called Buzzer Beater and Real, and a samurai manga called Vagabond. This was directed by, I didn't write his name, sorry, director. But he also directed Arrow Emblem, and he was one of the original producers for Yu-Gi-Oh!, the original series.
Mm-hmm.
The studio is Toei Animation, and they've done Devilman, One Piece, and Lovely Complex. So go check out those podcasts. This was also licensed by Toei. The music was done by Takanobu Matsuda, and they've done an anime called Totsugeki Paparatai.
There you go.
Paparatai. I've mentioned this one in the other Slam Dunk podcast, and I actually have like a little synopsis of what it is. So it's about an elite soldier whose nickname is the God of Death, and he transfers to another unit known as the Parappa Army, and the Parappa Army is infamous for being elite and having crazy members.
Oh, so for being rappers? One's a dog.
And a Parappa the rapper.
One's an onion.
Oh, I know, right? You have to take a driving test.
There you go. Hip-hop, it's all in your mind.
But the show is literally about nothing. It's just a comedy. So, and I guess it has some hilarious brutality, according to the synopsis. So, yeah. Maybe we'll do that one in the future.
That sounds real fun, actually. Do you know who... Yeah. Oh, and that was a Toei, you said?
No, that was the guy that did the music also did the music for that anime.
Okay.
And speaking of music, the opening is called Kimi ga suki datu sakebitai, and it's by a band called Bad. And I didn't see anything that they did anime-wise. And we get one new ending, and it's called Sekai ga owaru made wa, and it's by a band called Wands. And get this, Aaron, they're still active.
Oh my god, this is what, 93 still?
93, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
They're still active, and they're doing the opening for Detective Conan in 2020.
There you go. Good on them.
Isn't that... Yeah, I know. But they have different members and stuff like that, but it's still really crazy that they're still active and they're doing another anime opening for Detective Conan.
They're like the Japanese offspring, I guess.
All right, and as for cross media, there's a bunch of video games spanning from like the arcade to the Game Boy to the Super Famicom. There's probably more. Like I said, there was the movies, the manga. I believe that's it. I mean, I'm sure there's, you can get like the jerseys and stuff. I think there's special edition jerseys as well.
That's pretty cool.
That have like the manga pages on them. Really nice. All right, Aaron. So do you have anything general you want to talk about before we get into the podcast and the nitty gritty?
Yeah. So it's actually really weird. So I went back and listened to the last podcast. I just wanted to see what my my reaction to the anime was originally, because at the end of the last one, I remember having like a really negative feeling about it.
Yeah.
After listening to the podcast, I don't think I was that negative about it. Like, I say a lot in there that I actually did have a good time watching it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I don't know, man. It's something about sports anime. Maybe just I'm just spoiled nowadays with not even good sports anime, but like
just high production. And
yeah,
stuff.
High production.
That's actually something that I wanted to talk about in general. Is just how much I love old anime. It's weird because like I have like no nostalgia for this anime, but I feel nostalgic when I watch something like this.
I know, I totally feel that's part actually the appeal that I like about it, like how retro it is, how retro the music is, how it looks, how it definitely sounds too.
Oh yeah,
just like the old grittiness of it. Like I would like, it's so weird because it sounds like the same recording of like Charge Man Ken, almost like recorded like in the same place. Like it's just old.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's just because of like the restoration process or just that's how a high quality went back in the day. Cause I think it's like a 20-year to like 15-year difference between like Charge Man Ken and this, right? I think Charge Man Ken's like in the 70s. Yeah. And this is like 93. So let's call it 15 years or so difference.
15 to 20 years, something around there.
Yeah, but I just think it's so funny that it just hasn't, the sound technology hadn't evolved from then to now.
Yeah, well, it hasn't like advanced as much.
Or yeah, from those 2 points. Now it's just like crystal clear.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes,
yeah, especially in the last few years, it's like audio has become like a very important thing.
Yeah, look at like, what was something that we covered that had bad audio?
What was that?
That Choices anime.
Yeah, that one.
That
sure.
one had bad.
I was gonna say something. It was something recent that we did.
Yeah, that one had bad recording.
Mm-hmm.
But it ends up getting a lot better. I don't know. Maybe if they remastered the audio, because there's like, you can watch what is that Evangelion like subbed. And just because it's been remastered, it sounds better.
Yeah.
And that's only, I think, 97. So that's, what, 6 years? 5 years, if my math fails me. Speaking of, you know, Evangelion.
Yeah.
I think whenever we watch that, I'm probably going to come across the same problem where, you know, this anime might have been the first to have the tropes. Or back then, these tropes weren't washed out. But now...
Yeah.
They're just, I don't know. I really, the one thing that bugs me about sports anime, the one trope I really dislike is the guy comes into the sport knowing nothing of the sport, but then he's like a prodigy. Like he has potential.
Yeah.
I rather prefer like, oh, here's a guy who's like good at one level. And then he goes up to the next, and all of a sudden now he's not as good as he thought he was.
Okay, yeah.
Like I kind of prefer that, like, humbling part of, like, that's still kind of like tropey.
Well, I guess this is a bad example, but Battery was kind of like that. A little bit.
Yeah. He's like good, but yeah. Then at the next level, that's when he has to learn how to be better than he was.
Yeah. Well, he was good at like one thing because that's all he was allowed to do, right? He was only good at like good at fastballs, but I digress.
But yeah, it's kind of similar to that.
Yeah. I get that.
And I guess it's supposed to be kind of like not wish fulfillment, but it's kind of supposed to be like, especially he was aiming for, like, oh, new people join the sport. You may be good at it. Who knows? You know?
Yeah.
But I digress. Oh,
it's like maybe it's just something like you always want to root for somebody like the underdog. Like, yeah, Sakuragi, you're the foul out king, but I keep doing it. You'll get better.
Yeah.
Something like that, maybe.
But anyway, do you have anything general do you want to mention?
I did, but I forgot. But also, if I think of it, we can come back to it. But you want to just go into, or do you have anything like negative you want to talk about before we get into the proper?
Just a normal shonen sports anime tropes, not tropes, but
like explaining what like a 30-second violation.
No, actually, I do. I don't mind that actually, because you start learning more about the sport.
And before we even started the podcast, I was telling you that like I learned a bunch of stuff from this.
Like I think that's really cool. Like I think I mentioned in the last one, in the last podcast, I really love the trope of people in the audience who know everything and just like kind of talk over it. Mm-hmm. It happens a lot more in this one. With Akagi's sister and
Haruka.
Yeah, Haruka and Sakuragi's friends were in the crowd.
Sakuragi's friends are like the dummies that like, oh, what's going on? What happened?
Yeah, I absolutely love like. I think that is like almost necessary to try to get people into the sport, because you don't always know what the rules are, like spot rules, like like you said before, you had no idea what a 30-second violation was or a 10-second violation was before this. And then what was I gonna say? I didn't like so the pacing. I think the pacing is atrocious in this anime.
Yeah, I think it's like a little, like it goes back and forth, right? Like it's, like it went really fast through like four games or something like that, four games.
But and like then, the first game was like eight episodes, and I was like,
yeah. Why? And the Shoyo game is looking to be about the same as that game.
Yeah, like I don't, at least with the Shoyo game, there's different things happening, that like different gears that are turning. In the first game of the tournament, I think it's like four or five episodes, and you can break down all those episodes to being like Sakuragi doesn't know how to play the game.
Yeah, he fouled out.
That's it. Yeah,
he hit somebody.
He keeps fouling, and that's like
jumped into the backboard.
Yeah, and that's like four episodes worth.
Yeah,
and that's what I found like really annoying. It's like that can all be like one episode of him learning not to foul. Well, not him not learning how to foul, but at least him learning, like, yo, you need to play more conservatively.
Yes.
And then let's move on. Maybe you can have it happen in the next couple games and have it build on. But you don't need it for, like, four episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it definitely seemed a little excessive for him to foul out, like, that much and not really, like letting him sink it into his brain or something like that he's like doing something wrong because he keeps like doing the same thing.
Yeah, like one thing I didn't get as kind of want like knowing basketball, like that coach should have like pulled him out of the game. Like even pulling him out of the game can teach him like, hey, you need to show more restraint.
Yeah,
and like it being like a big fact of like, all right, he put him in, Sakuragi's not doing good. And he's
take
like
him out. He's being reckless.
Yeah, he's being reckless. Let's take him out to teach him a lesson. Not be like, okay, start on the bench and I'll put you back in. Like I don't know. I didn't. There's a lot of things I would have done differently to you know even it out a little bit.
Yeah, you know, now that you mention it, I wish the coach did a lot more prep talks. Like like he did with the Shoyo game at the beginning, like where he was telling like Sakuragi to be like the rebound king or whatever.
Yeah,
to clog the center court.
Yeah, totally. He's totally getting ahead of ourselves a little bit. He's totally underutilized, I feel.
Yeah. And I think it's the first time, well, the first time I recall seeing his eyes. It's his glasses are always covering it, but his eyes appear, finally. I don't remember if they ever showed his eyes before.
All right, do you have anything other you want to mention before we start officially?
No, we can go into art style.
All right, so art style, very retro.
Yeah.
Very generic for, I mean, now it's generic.
Other than, I think one thing that I really like is the hair in this anime, especially like Sakuragi and Miyagi. I think they have like really cool hair. Do you like Mitsui with shorter hair or longer hair better?
I like him with the shorter hair. I think he looks more generic with the shorter hair, but
yeah.
I don't think in this case it's bad. Yeah, he looks really cool with it.
With his long hair, he looked like a freaking punk, like a poser or something.
Yeah. Man, I'll let you know right now. If someone like bloodied me like that, like they bloodied them, I don't know if there's any going back. Like I can't forgive you for attacking me like that.
Yeah, Mitsui definitely. I don't know how he got off that way, from like using a freaking broom, the metal part of the broom.
Oh, Jesus.
Or the mop or whatever it is. That's pretty brutal. You could kill somebody with that.
Exactly. I don't really have anything else I'm trying to think of character designs. The
jerseys, I really like the jerseys, and they're obviously inspired by the Chicago Bulls.
Right.
And I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, they're pretty clean.
Yeah, I really like the white ones better than the red ones.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that I really liked is the real world shoes that you see in this anime. I don't know if I mentioned that in the first. Oh, I mentioned the Jordans.
Yeah, the J's.
In the first podcast, but there's Converse in this one now. I think Ryota Miyagi uses Converse.
You know what I actually, real quick, a general thing that I guess it has to do with character design. One thing I really love about this anime is people look gargantuan, but they're only like 6'1".
Yeah.
6'2".
It's pretty funny.
Like, one of the guys, I think he's like 6'4", and he like towers over Sakuragi and everyone.
You know what? It's a fun fact that I learned this week.
Hmm.
Do you know the band The Ramones?
Yeah.
Joey, the singer, he's 6'6", I think.
What?
He's huge.
That is huge.
He's either 6'4 or 6'6". One of those two. But he's tall.
Anything above, I mean, I'm saying this because I'm 6'1", but anything above like 6'5", that's a tall boy.
Yeah. And I was like, whoa, okay, that guy, Joey Ramone towers over these guys.
I know. Yeah, I was, so that was like the funny part. Like, oh, someone's like 6 foot and they're huge. I was like, I'm taller than that.
Yeah, maybe it's just because it's Japan, and just having anybody over 6 foot is probably super rare.
I know. My favorite one is like, it's all 6 foot, like, oh, they're all giants.
Like, you were out there in Japan, did you meet anybody taller than you?
No, I don't think so. Not anybody Japanese. Foreigners, yeah. I saw a pretty tall foreigner. You know what? I don't think I even saw anybody tall there. I'm pretty sure it was like the tallest person there.
Yeah.
God, I couldn't imagine like people who are taller than me having to go through anywhere.
I know. That must be super annoying living there and being tall.
No. Oh. I couldn't even imagine. Mm-hmm. Trying to think of any other person I want to talk about here. Oh, goodness, I forget his name.
I have a list of names.
There you go. The one guy that Sakuragi helps out when they're late for the game. Him and Mitsui, they help out that other guy. He's getting chased.
The biker dude, right?
Yeah, that biker dude. That dude. What's his name?
Tetsuo.
He looks like the most evil person of all time.
It's so funny that, like, why would, like, this grown man, like, want to, like, help out a high school kid in any way?
I think last time we compared it to Fist of the North Star, the character. He totally looks like a Fist of the North Star character. And
Fist of the North Star from the 80s.
yeah, and he looks Tetsuo looks so cool, and like I said, and he just evil.
Yeah, for sure. He's
Like
like smoking in the basketball court.
puts out this cigarette on the basketball like a jerk.
Yeah.
You know what? Real quick, I really thought when he threw when Rukawa threw the ball back at him and he caught it, like he caught it right on like where the ash marks were, and I thought Rukawa was gonna go like, "Oh, thanks for cleaning it," because he was like, "Clean it and then
I
like
think
bounce."
Mitsui was the one that caught it.
Yeah. Oh, well, Mitsui, when he caught it, like he caught it like right on the ashes, and I thought like that was
Yeah, and the spit.
purposeful. Yeah. Oh, it's so cool. Any cinematography notes you want to mention?
In the there's not a lot for a 90s anime, especially an early 90s anime. But there are like some cool like lighting things that they try to do. I mean, right now it looks pretty lame and pretty like, oh, I think this shot would look cool if we put this overlay on it. It sounds like a school project when I talk about it like that, but it kind of looks like a school project at that point. There was one shot that's like I think Akagi was like doing he might have been having like a recollection or something like that, but there was like streaks of light and it was like the sun was in the corner or something like that. Look, it looked interesting. Oh, I didn't want to say good.
One of my favorite cinematography moments, maybe the only one that I actually seen or want to mention, was after Mitsui's like beaten down, and we see 4 episodes of his backstory, and then the coach finally comes in, like. They hear the doors opening and the coach comes in, and then Mitsui looks at him and like it all comes back to him of the coach being like, "You know, you can get back up and you can, you know, keep trying." Like he sees like the coach like enveloped in light and he sees like an outline. It was like almost like he's an angel or like the
A
Buddha.
savior.
Yeah, like the savior. And it's kind of cool because that's like where his attitude starts changing, is like he sees the coach, and it's like it's really cool too because like the doors open and everyone gets quiet, like everyone stops moving, and then the coach comes in and then it's just enveloped by light. It looks pretty cool.
Now that I think about it, there was like re one really cool like transition. It was when Haruka was like daydreaming in the classroom, and like she there's like a they're like in math class or something like that, and there's like some sort of diagram, and the diagram on the chalkboard like transforms into a ball court, and then she like and then it transforms to them playing on the basketball game, like the actual game going on. I thought
That's
that was pretty
yeah.
cool.
I really love those daydreams. So the cool thing I like about this anime is since it takes place in the 90s, there is no possible way that she knows how well they're doing or what the score is, which is really
So all she
cool.
could do is daydream.
Right? She's like, "Oh, hopefully they're winning." Like I was like, in like nowadays, but like, "Oh, somebody's texting her what the score is or how many fouls Sakuragi has." And like it even means more to her when she finally gets to go to a game because it's not during class.
And she probably was super. I don't know if we ever got her reaction of like the outcome of like the first game or anything like that, but I'm sure she was like super excited about them winning.
Yeah, so it is pretty cool.
Yeah, and now that you mention it, yeah, I really enjoyed that fact because like she was also like going through like hypotheticals, like oh, Akagi has 30 points and Rukawa can score 30 points, and and if Sakuragi does his best, then we'll win.
The weird thing to me was, at the so that was like near the end of the first quarter, and they only had like 11 points, or uh-huh. what I thought was the end of the first quarter, because the game had been going on for like two episodes by then, and yeah. I was like, well, they only have 11 points. How the hell are they gonna get to 100 points? Yeah, and then like it turns out like there were it's like the first like 5 or 6 minutes of the game or something that the first two episodes, which is another problem in the pacing.
with shonen anime, I think has that problem as well. With like when you say something like that, it reminds me of like Dragon Ball Z, like Namek.
Yeah, you got 5 minutes, mm-hmm. and it's just 80 episodes.
Yeah, for sure. Cell games is supposed to be one day, but it's like a million fights and a million episodes.
How I explain it to my friend, like at least how Dragon Ball works, is you have to imagine, especially if it's like multiple fights happening at one time, it's like yeah. all the fights are happening at one time. So that's how you have to take them in as like time-wise. It's really convoluted how you have to think of it in a way.
Yeah.
Like, everything you're watching is happening at once. Just that they can't focus on everything at one time.
Yeah.
So, like, even though one episode Goku is fighting X, at the same time Vegeta's fighting Y, and it's happening at the same time.
Yeah. An even better way to watch Dragon Ball is just to not care about time.
To just go, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, watch it.
Watch grown men yell at each other until they get stronger and turn blonde. Yep.
There you go. And their hair grows longer.
Any other cinematography?
Not that I can think of right now.
All right.
I do like how old the animation looks and how stiff everything looks. It really
yeah. How janky things are. It is pretty funny to watch.
Yeah.
Like it's so old. I don't know if you noticed, but you can see like the errors in the cells.
Mm-hmm.
So like there'll be like weird shapes and stuff in places.
Oh, okay.
Or like it's not in this anime specifically, but in sometimes you can see like the reference number like in the corner. Oh, like yeah. they forget to take the reference number out. It's not that bad in this anime, but there's one time I thought I saw a reference number and I got real excited, but no, it was just like a something wrong in the frame.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if I mentioned this in the first one, but did you notice the cigarette burns that they have in the anime?
Mm-mm.
No, like the
what do you mean?
Like the people use like cigarette burns in like movies to like it's like know when like a scene ends or something like that, or when the film ends and another reel of film is supposed to start.
Oh no! I didn't even notice that.
I think I've seen like a few times there was like cigarette burns in this anime. I don't know if that means that this anime was shot on film or something, but
well, yeah, well, that's probably what it was. In the cells, different cell animations, like when if it's all like not analog but all by hand, you probably imagine that.
Mm-hmm. Because the reason that like it makes me think like maybe it's just done like that for like aesthetic reasons is because they also do like old school television kind of like fog, not fog but like static,
mm-hmm.
and that's like obviously for like aesthetic things, not to
mark.
It's not like a thing that's actually happening in the anime.
Okay, so characters. You want to talk about least favorite, underutilized, favorite?
I have one question for you. How do you feel about Sakuragi's chibi character?
Dude, I guess you want to go straight into least favorite characters.
You don't like Sakuragi?
No, I do not like Sakuragi one bit.
He is a bit overbearing, a little bit over the top.
I really don't like his sub voice.
Mm.
It really bugs me.
Also, it's not even about the character. It's just his voice.
Also the character. Like, he's voiced very childish. And I guess that is his character.
Yeah, he's just delinquent.
Very childish. Not even like a delinquent. Like, he's just a kid, really. More than like everyone seems like more adult around him.
Oh yeah,
and
I
it's,
guess so. Yeah,
it's just well, I so mean, annoying.
Everybody calls him a moron for a reason.
Yeah, just maybe just because I just hate that character archetype.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought his dub voice wasn't as not even that grating, or he was that bad on in the dub. But for I don't know for this reason, I don't know like how like weird sing songy he is in in the sub. I don't remember it much in the dub. But then again, we watched the dub like a couple months ago. I don't really remember.
Yeah.
And I didn't bring it up last time.
It was like October, I think.
Yeah. September.
No, not October. September, yeah.
September when we watched it, at least. Yeah, I don't know. I just didn't, I did not dig him.
Okay.
Something about him I just didn't like.
All
right. And then, yeah, I don't know. I really hated, like, come on, like, it's a, maybe just because it's so prolonged of him, like, not learning his lesson of, like, it's a team sport, you know?
Yeah, like, it's not all about you. You're not the center of attention. You're not the star, for sure.
Yeah, and and that's, like, where the main that's, like, his one character flaw, and it's, like, so annoying that's, you just harp on that, like, he's selfish.
Yeah.
And
he definitely thinks he's a genius.
Exactly, and it's, like, he's always kind of, like, put in his place, but then it's always something else comes up because he thinks he's a genius.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I don't know if it's bad writing. I don't like it.
Okay.
And he's the only one I probably don't like in this anime. Yeah. Everyone else is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you want to go into favorite characters then?
Yeah, do you have a least favorite character?
If I had to choose one, I'd probably say Rukawa, but because he's, like, very bland.
Yeah,
but it's not. But I have like nothing against him. Like he's
that'd be my only problem against him too. He is kind of boring. Although we do kind of see him like how hard he works. Like at the end of the game, he's up there still putting up shots.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's the reason why he's so good, because he keeps training after, and also probably why Sakuragi's not good at all either.
Yeah,
because he doesn't train.
He doesn't practice. Or unless we're not. We're not there yet. He might have like a training arc soon or something.
Like that's what I was kind of hoping that Sakuragi would like make that turn in this arc, or at least in this batch of episodes, where like he learns to work, because like that's what he's missing right now. Is he's missing a work ethic? Yeah, practice and work ethic. And it's
you can't get good just by thinking it.
Yeah, exactly. I was honestly hoping for Gorilla, what's his name?
Akagi. Gorilla.
Yeah, Akagi. I was really hoping Akagi told him when he was like working on the mean look. When he was like Sakuragi asked like, "Oh, is there like a quick way? Is it like a cheat or whatever?" Mm-hmm. I kind of wanted Akagi to be like, "There's no like shortcut, so you have to." You have to practice. Hard. You have to work for it. If you want it, you have to work for it.
Mm-hmm.
And that hasn't been said yet, which is weird.
Yeah, it seems kind of pointless for him to say do a mean look or whatever.
At this
point, it is. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's just probably done for like comedic effect, but.
Yeah, and then I kind of mentioned last time, but. I think Akagi is like also like a one note joke.
That he just looks like a gorilla.
Yeah, and like all of his jokes are all his jokes are like physical humor, really.
Oh yeah,
and that's it. How about for underutilized character? I know I said the coach earlier.
Yeah.
I feel he's underutilized. That's it. I think everyone else, because of the poor pacing,
else is pretty. Everybody else is pretty good.
You see much of everyone else.
As for new characters, Mitsui, I like Mitsui a lot. He's I really liked him getting beat up and stuff, and then coming back to join the team. I was actually surprised that he joined the team.
Yo, speaking of which, my favorite thing of Slam Dunk was not basketball, but was the
fighting?
The four episodes of the fighting was pretty intense.
Oh yeah, I was like on the edge of my seat during those four episodes.
Yo, when
really cool.
the moment where I almost thought Sakuragi was a cool dude was in that whole fight. He's actually pretty dope, but yeah. He was like, he's all, I owe you 7 hits. He's like one. Oh, yeah. He's a one for everybody you hit, and then you hit me 4 times. Mm-hmm. So not. Oh, I thought that was so cool. I love how they all thought like, oh my god, he's going to kill him. Like they thought they were in complete control until Sakuragi's gang came in, and then they just like wreck shop.
Mm-hmm. Even the guy that was already like super beat up, freaking beat up some dudes. He's like, oh, I'll take you on since you've already been beat up too. But yeah, Mitsui was really cool. Miyagi's probably my favorite character.
Right.
Yeah, his design looks really cool. He has that one earring. He has a cool haircut. He's short. He's the shortest one on the team. Yeah. But he's like hella good still.
Is that Ryota, right?
Yeah, Ryota Miyagi. Ryota, yeah.
Yeah, Ryota's probably my favorite character as well in this anime. At least the he's probably my overall favorite character in here. He's so cool.
Yeah, I think he has like the most personality about above everybody else.
Ned. Aya-chan.
Aya-chan. Even though everybody's like scared when he does that, but then he just like passes it and they make a make a goal.
Make a goal.
Score a point.
There you go.
So even though he's like gets a little distracted by Aya, he still has like complete control of the ball.
Yeah, he's so cool. I really like. There's like that scene where he's in the bathroom, mm-hmm. and the guy, the number 6 guy, tells him or telling his teammate, "I'm gonna lock him down to 6 points."
Yeah,
like that's a cool scene of him like turning the corner and seeing him and being like, "Hey number 6, you gotta hold me. Well, let's go."
Yeah,
like that's pretty dope. I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Any other favorite characters?
Kogure, the glasses kit guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty cool.
He
might be a little underutilized. He does take the back seat a little bit, but he was nice in like the flashbacks of Mitsui and stuff like that, learning about him.
I thought the rugby player from the first game was pretty cool too.
Oh yeah, he was really cool. He was a skinhead. He looked really cool.
Yeah. The one thing that I did also that peeves me about this anime was there was like an obvious foul on Sakuragi, and they totally just didn't even call it.
Yeah, he was like stomping on his feet or something like that, right?
Yeah, or the rugby guy like totally like strong-armed him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a foul, and everyone was like, that was a foul. Like, everyone on the court was like, oh, it's a foul, but they kind of like brushed it over. I was like, oh, like that sucks. Like, Sakuragi like breathes hard on somebody and then gets a foul.
Yeah. Yeah, poor guy. Probably because of the way he looks and how he always stands out. Like, he always stands out, so.
Yeah.
Not just because of his red hair, but because it was like, he's just loud.
That's also true. I kind of wish he would get a more technical serious foul. Not like a technical foul. I don't think he's ever assessed with one. Yeah, well, because I don't know if you remember, but they talk about how he's yelling at the ref at like his first foul, and the ref tells him, like, you know, if you keep talking, I'm going to give you a technical.
Oh, yeah.
So basically what a technical foul is usually it's I don't know what exactly a technical foul is, but I know if you get 2 of them, you're ejected from the game. Instead of if get 4-5 regular fouls,
mm-hmm.
You're ejected. So if you get 2 of them, like it's like arguing, fighting, like crazy stuff that's like not in the rules, like not technical rule breaks.
Yeah.
So like arguing just with the ref,
doing something that doesn't involve the game.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah, then you get assessed a technical.
Mm-hmm.
Or a flagrant fouls are also part of you get technicals for flagrant, like honestly trying to hurt somebody, then you'll get a flagrant foul.
Mm-hmm.
That's why
you can also get I don't know if it is in basketball, but you can get fouls for like showboating as well, right? In other sports,
in some sports, yeah. Football, they've drawn back at it.
Soccer is pretty strict on it, I think.
Yeah, like too much. Don't do too much.
Yeah. I remember there was a guy that, like, he put on a mask, like, of his own face that the crowd had. That's so and funny. he got a red card for that.
Football now is they've been real lax in celebrations, so like people will do like whole like dance routines and stuff.
Oh, I would love to do a dance routine when I scored a touchdown.
one of my favorite things that someone did. It sucks because he did get penalized because he involved the crowd, but he scored a touchdown and then jumped in the crowd and then had a beer with somebody. Like somebody gave him their beer and he like threw it on himself. Drank it. one of the dumbest ones I seen a celebration real quick. I don't want to get too sidetracked, but it was in the Arena Football League. Some guy wore special like ruby slipper themed cleats where they're like really sparkly. And then he scored a touchdown. And back then in the Arena League, you could use props in your celebrations. So behind behind something, he grabbed an umbrella and he opened it up and he started like dancing with the umbrella with his like ruby slippers. It was pretty cool. Like I wish they allowed props in the NFL.
That'd be great.
Oh, real quick, another weird one, because the guy got in trouble for it. He scored a touchdown and then he reached into a sock and he had a Sharpie and he signed the football and then threw it into the stands.
Another
weird one was a guy who scored a touchdown and he hit a cell phone in the pylon. And so like he picked up the pylon, got this cell phone, and then like called somebody and called his dad and told him he had scored a touchdown, and then it was weird. Or like he pretended to call somebody. It was like a really weird celebration.
That seems excessive.
Yeah, it was really excessive. He got a penalty for that. Anyway, other favorite characters you got?
Sakuragi's gang. I really like them.
They really shine in this. I feel.
Yeah, Yohei is another great character. Like, I don't know. He just like seems like more badass in this span of episodes.
Yeah, is that the other badass friend, the legendary friend?
Like, mm-hmm.
That guy's really really dope too.
Mm-hmm.
So favorite moments, least favorite moments. Do you have any?
Favorite moments. I like the whole fight scene in the gym. That was a great set of episodes.
My I said earlier, my favorite part of the anime so far. Real good fight scenes, real punishing.
I wanted Tetsuo to get punched so bad. I was really on the edge of my seat, like waiting, like please somebody punch somebody from the basketball team, punch one of these thugs right now.
Was it?
I was just waiting for it.
Was it Tetsuo or Mitsuri that hit what's her face? Hit the girl.
That was Mitsuri hit the girl.
Yeah.
He just like backhanded her or something.
That should have been the straw that like broke.
Yeah.
What a strong woman too. Like she got like right back up too. Yeah. At the, and still like got in their face.
Mm-hmm. Didn't faze her. Yeah. Like, she fell on the floor or anything, she fell on the floor, but
she like got back up and like got back in their faces. Mm-hmm. She's really cool, which proves like she is the waifu of.
I know for sure.
Slam Dunk. She's so cool.
Way better than Haruko.
Oh, Haruko is pretty cute.
Yeah, I really like her with her hard eyes.
Yeah, I really liked Haruko's daydreams in class. Yeah, those are real cute. Mm-hmm. Trying to think other favorite moments.
Tetsuo getting punched by Sakuragi was pretty cool. Like he like flew to the door.
I don't mind the basketball game parts. They're just paced very poorly.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's been a quarter and it's only been like 2 minutes of the game.
You know, speaking of the basketball games, I really enjoy the shots of like the footwork of like the players. Like Ryota does like really cool like footwork, and there's like shots of like their feet, and it looks really cool.
Man, again, we mentioned this last podcast, but I would really love like a 2020 remake of this anime, because I think it'd be really cool.
Oh yeah, for sure.
To see it with like new technology. Especially like the, like you said, the footwork stuff, because like the footwork stuff is like 5 frames a second. Like, it's real janky, but it looks cool. Like, you can see what they were aiming to do.
Yeah, and I think this would be a really great anime to do that kind of treatment with, because like it wasn't finished, right?
Yeah,
like, this is an anime that like it was like cut short because of probably money problems, I think is what I read.
Yeah, and I think the crappy part is I think it ends right before the final arc starts.
Yeah, I think it's like the national tournament is when it like stops,
which kind of sucks.
Like right when they got to the national tournament.
Well, spoilers, Jay.
I mean, it's a shonen anime. Of course, they're gonna win. Mm-hmm. I'd assume.
Right. Okay. Least favorite
what
moments.
What about the fight in the alley? I really like.
Oh,
that
was really
well.
Cool. Actually, mm-hmm. I didn't mind
it. Like not throwing a punch, and then when he got back to the game, he was like, "I swear," because he's all roughed up. He's like, oh, "I swear I didn't throw a punch." Like, I know you didn't.
Oh.
Yeah.
Least favorite moments? Do you have any?
I think it was a little excessive with the foul outs, like you said earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish that there was more like training for Sakuragi.
Yeah,
because I feel like all from like the first like 4 games, he like didn't improve at all.
I would really enjoy, you know, him. He right now in this arc, it looks like he's getting better because it's a longer arc. So they even mentioned like he's not committing fouls as he was.
Yeah.
What I would really like to see, talking in a more general sense, what I'd really like to see is people abusing his reputation of fouling.
Yeah.
So that would be kind of cool if, like, they start incorporating people who are
aware of him.
Oh,
and
no,
like,
what's the word?
Taking advantage.
Yeah, like flopping, like with him.
Yeah.
Like, oh, like he steals, but then they like just flop. If you don't know what flopping is.
Oh, you mean like purposely
over exaggerating.
Like, yeah.
What he's doing to them,
like
to call a foul. Yeah. So like
oh, he touched me, and like and they're on the floor.
Yeah, like barely
like,
touching him.
Oh, he pushed me.
And then like
grabbing their knee
in pain.
Or
yeah. And so he gets called the foul. Like, if you don't know nowadays, like flopping is like part of the game. In soccer now too, right? It's in soccer.
Yeah. It's a soccer thing for sure.
It's starting to get more in the NBA of like,
really?
Yeah, like someone barely touches your wrist and then you like fall.
That just makes me not like the sport.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Like, what? I know, like, why can't you just be like a grown man about it?
Yeah, but hey, if the refs are gonna call it, you know.
Yeah, and if you're getting paid millions of dollars and to score a point, might as well try to score as many as you can.
Exactly. So it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
It's really ridiculous. Anything general you want to talk about before we end the wrap up?
Well, do you have any more dislikes or likes about the our favorite moments or least favorite moments?
I don't know. I'm very indifferent on this anime. I'm very like, eh.
You know, one thing I really enjoyed was when in this last game that we ended on, well, we didn't finish the game, but I really was really hyped when Sakuragi finally scored a point.
Yeah, finally.
And then what sucked is like nobody really cared other than Haruko. I was like, man, he scored a point, like finally, but nobody cared.
Yeah, I know.
Like everybody was more psyched about Ryota's pass.
Right. Well, that's how sometimes
it works. His pass was good.
Yeah, but that's how. I mean, if you think about it, Sakuragi is like a defensive, like a defensive expert. I guess you would kind of say. At least that's his niche.
Yeah.
He plays right now, so you don't really expect those guys to score points. So, like in world, they probably wouldn't be that excited that he scored. Like we're more excited he scored because we've been following him.
And we've been rooting for him, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, in world, it makes sense that nobody really cared.
Mm-hmm.
Except for, you know, Haruka, who's been, like, practicing with them since, like, day one.
Yeah, and then his gang like was in awe, like, did he just score a point? Was that a fluke? Or something like that?
All right, so anything general you want to talk about?
Or anything before we head to the wrap up?
Yeah, anything.
I really enjoy this anime. I actually want to watch more.
Yeah. Yeah, I can take it. I know. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, we're not going to watch it right away, but I definitely want to finish this anime.
Until that's going to be my mission from now on. I need to find something that you don't like, and then you got to keep watching.
I know. And like I said this in the last podcast, but this is like the anime that really divides us, even though it's not that drastic. It's not even that divisive. Divide.
Yeah, I want to say, but I don't know. It's like one of those anime where I'm like, fine if we never finish it.
You it's know? Like you're so like neutral on this anime, but I love this anime.
Yeah. I don't know if we have an anime that has varying, that we vary between us like that as much. Mm-hmm. I can't think of one off the top of my head. Like one that like I really, really liked and you were like, eh, about. Maybe. You know, I think we did have one. We have one, a bunch actually, in whenever we do our year in review, we're like, I'll have like really high ranked, and then you'll have like, oh, it's like near the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I think actually the maybe Kill la Kill.
Maybe.
I don't know if, because I really like that anime. I don't know how you feel. You might feel about it.
I mean, I liked it. There was one. I don't think I'm neutral on it. I definitely liked it.
There was
it's
one
more positive than meh.
There was one anime. I can't think of it. I know there is one where I was like, I really liked it, and you were like, and you said it was a pass, and I remember you saying, you apologizing. You're like, oh, like sorry, and I didn't really like it that much.
Oh,
and I can't remember what it was.
I can't recall. I think I texted you about it.
Because you were like, right? Yeah, you're like, I don't, y'all, sorry.
I'm
and
not
I,
really
I don't like
feeling
it.
This anime.
Yeah.
It might have been, I think that was a Sunday Without God was that one. But I don't.
Because I don't like that one either. I don't, I forget. There was one that you actively apologized to me like on the podcast.
Yeah.
Because like I was like very excited about it. And you were like, it's okay. I just don't remember. Anyway, James. You think I'll remember? Accessibility.
Anybody could watch this.
Yeah, nothing.
I don't think
too wrong.
I don't think there's any cursing, right?
Not that I could think of.
Yeah, at least the sub doesn't have it. It might have like Japanese kind of
cursing
thing, and they're just like censoring it for us. But but yeah, I think anybody could watch it.
Yeah, nothing bad. Mm-hmm. Rewatchability. I'm fine.
I like this anime a lot, so I'd probably watch it again, probably with my son at some point.
There you go. See, son, that's a layup.
Yeah, you know, my son is actually really good at, like, throwing balls and stuff.
There you go.
So my wife is actually actually worried that he's going to be into baseball.
No. Oh.
She does not like baseball at all.
Hey, baseball pays the money. It pays the bills.
I know.
You tell her, hey, baseball contracts fully guaranteed $400 million.
Yeah,
take
there's,
it.
There's one sport that me and my wife agree on. That's football. We do not want Ezra in football.
There you go. Concussions.
I know. I was like, that's exactly what I said. Like concussions are like imminent
you
with that sport.
You can get concussions in any sport. Did you know that?
I'd rather him be in rugby than football.
Did you know that cheerleading has like a higher concussion rate than football?
Really? Because
of
the falling. Like,
yeah,
because
of the
falling.
Yeah. Wow. It's very crazy. There's also probably less cheerleaders than there are football players, so that's why it's a higher majority.
The statistics are a little skewed.
Yeah, but yeah, you're. It's like a very high number of concussions.
Yep.
Fun fact. What's the thing you would change, Jay?
I mean, I said this earlier, but a training arc, and I wish Sakuragi took basketball a little more seriously.
Yeah, same here. It's so infuriating watching this anime. Like I just want him to know it's a
get
team
good
game.
Already.
Yeah.
Yeah. Know all the rules already.
I mean, not knowing the, I mean, honestly, you should know the rules.
Yeah.
If you're going to be starting,
You know,
or playing the game.
you'd think after his free throws, he'd actually practice some free throws, but no.
No, exactly. It's so, I don't know. It's so dumb. All right, Jay, moment of truth.
Rating.
What do you give episodes 21 to 39 of Slam Dunk?
I give this a high recommend.
Okay, I give this a...
You know what? I give it a flat recommend. I'll go back.
Take it back. I don't know if I'd give this a light pass. You know, I give it a niche recommend.
Okay.
It's a niche recommend.
Yeah, I think that's a good... good place to put it.
Closer, recommend. Closer to light pass than recommend, but yeah, it's like a niche recommend. I don't think it's like,
well, sports anime by itself is pretty niche.
Yeah, like it's not dog do by any like any stretch. I feel especially like, I don't know, if you haven't watched sports anime, I feel like you might even like this a little more. Like if you're just a sports fan. In general, you might like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, that's how
you
I
know,
feel.
When I was like when I started this like stretch of episodes, I realized that I really like sports anime. It's I don't know what it is, but I just love sports anime.
Oh, I've been trust me, it's, in the summer.
we're gonna watch what Ace of Diamonds.
I'm waiting. See.
All Out is on my list.
Thanks, coronavirus, because my plan was on opening day of baseball that week we were going to watch Ace of Diamonds, but now thanks to the coronavirus, yeah, it's postponed. So maybe in the would-be date, we'll go and watch it, but yeah, very, very, very fun. Can't wait. I'm excited.
All right, Aaron.
Yeah, now that we're done beating up these hooligans, Jay...
I know, we saved the guy that almost killed us.
Yeah, now that we've put our fake teeth in. By the way, I really love that scene of him putting in his fake teeth.
Yeah.
He should have kept the gaps. I thought they looked kind of cool.
I know, he was missing like, what, three teeth? Two in the top, one in the bottom?
Exactly. Like, poor guy.
Poor guy.
Are you ready for what I have for us next week?
Yes, hit me with it.
So next week, I figure we tackle a classic that we've had on both of our lists.
Okay.
One that we bring up every so often. We're like, how haven't we reviewed that yet? Mm-hmm. And you guessed it right earlier. And we are doing the school classic.
Yeah.
It's not what you think. It's not what you think. And that's School Rumble.
All right.
The first season. It's like 26 episodes. The first OVA, I'm pretty sure, is after the first season.
Yeah.
So we can add that in as well. Top it off.
It's the bathhouse. I think it can go anywhere, but it's like their bathhouse scene.
Yeah. Well, that was my favorite one with the friend who's the assassin.
Oh, yeah.
That's that short.
Akira?
Yeah, Akira. And like the 1 minute thing of her being an assassin over her summer break
or something. Yeah, she's like in a foreign country or something.
Yeah, she's like in Italy. She's like the protector.
We could probably already do the review now.
I know. I want to. This year for best theme is gonna be real hard, because now that I'm putting in School Rumble has two bangers of opening and ending.
Oh yeah, for sure. Really good opening for sure. I don't really remember the ending.
Ooh, you don't remember the ending? The ending's so good.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
So I'm gonna play it right now before we get out of here. But yeah, School Rumble, 26 episodes, 27 if we decide to tackle the OVA. I think the OVA is on Crunchyroll. Oh, not Crunchyroll. Oh,
okay.
Funimation.
Where can we watch this anime besides Crunchyroll? Is there any other place we can
You know
watch
what? It? I don't know if it's on Crunchyroll. It's on
the
Funimation.
OVA is.
No, it's on Funimation.
We're definitely going to watch the dub, right?
Yeah. I love the dub.
Yeah, there's a bunch of heavy hitters. My boy, Brandon Potter, is Haruma.
Yeah, Lucy Christian is Tenma. Super excited. Oh, I'm so excited, Jay. I wish I wish I had a webcam one. You see how big my smile is for this anime. One of my favorite comedy anime of all time.
Yeah, for sure. This is one of, like, when I got back into anime, like, I don't know how many years ago, this was one of the top anime that I watched. This and, like, Toradora were, like the best anime that I, like, recommended to everybody.
Fun fact. This is how old I was when I first watched Skull Rumble. I rented the DVDs from Netflix.
There we go.
Yeah, Netflix was still sending DVDs when I saw this. The only ones I remember ever asking my... Because I was embarrassed asking my parents to rent anime from Netflix. But this one, and then Haregu is another one. That I rented, yeah. And we might do Haregu.
Sounds familiar.
In the future. That's another weird random comedy anime. Same vein. There's a lot of generic weird comedy anime that came from like the early 2000s or mid 2000s.
Yeah.
I really hope this is not a case of Lucky Star. I don't know if I ever told you this. But Lucky Star used to be my top favorite anime. And then I rewatched it for this podcast. And then I dropped my opinion of it a little bit. But in the same thing, Azumanga Daioh I thought was real funny. And I watched it for a third time. And it's a classic. I love it.
Yeah, for sure.
And I get the same feeling when I think about school. I haven't seen Skull Rumble in years.
Yeah.
But there's music. I could think of music from Skull Rumble in my head, like right now.
That's yeah,
like
I can stuck. Think of scenes in my head.
And just like in Azumanga Daioh, when I hear the music, it makes me smile. Same thing for Skull Rumble. I just hear the music and I can think of scenes and I can it makes me just happy.
Yeah, for sure.
Alright, so if you like this, go ahead.
Go ahead and follow us on SoundCloud, like us on SoundCloud.
Follow us on iTunes. Leave us a 5-star review. Check out the YouTube. Subscribe on YouTube if you like consuming the podcast that way. If you have any suggestions, leave it in the comment below.
Yeah, we're working on an email address.
Yeah, I know. I need to do that. It'll get done. By the time this one goes up in a month or so, sorry to break the veil, but it will have one by then. So check us out, Cherry Bomb, or Anime Cherry Bomb at yahoo.com, most likely.
Yeah.
So thanks for listening, everybody.
Yep, we'll see you guys in the next podcast.
Everybody stay fouling.